Toda kumbukuta ureungano yangu sakapai vipo izi ndizo nyadzi chinyakare zakaitika pasi chigare kare kare mukadzichataura tikudzichirana nemakubo.
A very good morning to our viewers, readers and listeners right now joining us right now live on zimai.com.
Mashava heaven jimbo inozika namsina tsimbe vaisarara nozamumuka noamba vanengirose masikati tsvarakadenga tsinoyemedza.
Very good morning to our viewers, readers and listeners joining me live on zimai.com this morning. And by the way, this is Rovambira with Garwe Mumvura. Hanzi Garu Gari Zokere Mumvura.
Sai mazara mutorongo pepera makure mashanu paitwa sarudzo dzamambo mapoka hopwikidza musarudzo dzamambo asino kuda kwemakaro vaipindira sarudzo mambo rimwe gore renzara gore sarudzo dzamambo.
Yes, over there send around the world, a very good morning to you. A very good morning to our viewers, recently right now joining me live on zimai.com. Last night, just a few hours ago, I had one caller forwarding me a video, a live video of a program that was held last night. And this was a Voice of America program. And it is the one that is already, as we are talking right now, it has been published on zimai.com. The part transcript of that section that they were concerned about has been published on zimai.com. I understand a complaint has already been sent to the respective journalist, but this is to do with this journalist who is a Zimbabwean journalist, and he can be seen on video shooting down a suffering man, a man who is suffering, and calling from the jungles, the thick bushes of Mukumbura, telling him to stop talking about Nelson Chamisa, the MDC Alliance leader, and saying that he must concentrate on a ZANU-PF awards program. Well, stay tuned right now for the bit, and you can see it for yourself.
Thank you so much, because I was about to say, you know, next time if I want to contest, I will be buying maize from my spandler to distribute. But anyway, we have our first caller. Diana Farnari.
Pardon.
Magadim Koma Pardon. I want to report Murukupim Koma Pardon.
Murukumkumbura
uko? Kwakadi kumkumbura?
Kwa baba namo sayo.
Hakuna kubira mwishi?
Hakuna kubira mwishi.
Asi nare njine nge irikuita eko mpichana, ndofu nga rede njine nge kanzi ya kati vriskwe mka zikisa volume tino ya zonzi kwa nani?
Zaku nzi yama njandu?
Hai nezi yaku nzi kata ura ishe njitoni.
Zini kakao mbaba kuma zizabiku ya zinabiku pavira.
Chii chanetsa pamukumbura.
Tanga tichinge chema kuti ukuru wedu sezvinezvinotakuta haafanira kubvuma kubata ana timotambura zvakanyanyisa ndoaramba akaomesa mwoyo zvavarizvi.
Asi nhasi manje Mukoma Pardon asi kurova politics, tanga achida kumbonzwa kuti muri kuonawo sei nezvimwe zviri kuitwawo nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika, kuedza kubatsirana zviri kunze kwenyika kana kubatsirawo kuZimbabwe ikoko. Pane vamwe here vana vemunharaundawo menyu vane vari kusimudzirawo zvamunoita mabasa emudunhu vari kunze kwenyika?
Kuno kwakwedu kunoku hakuna.
Hakuna?
Kwedu kunoku hakuna, hamusango sterekeyo hakuna.
Asi kuri kuti pane zvimwe zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kunze zvakateerera zvinodawo kubatsira vanhu vekumukumbura, zvii zvirongwa zvamunofunga kuti zvakakosha zvinoda rubatsiro?
Zvikozvanga zvakakosha ndezvekuti isusu kunenge taisinoda zvinhu zvekuti tifambe mabasa tishande. Zvinhu zvakaomerwa zvekuti kunonga zvofema muromo chaiko.
Saka mabasa ekupi akawanda, kurima here chete?
Kurima chete, ndedzeke hakutengwe, hapana mari yaunopiwa, zvinenge zvingotambura chete. Saka tinorochema kuti vari kuzoreva kuna kubatsira vakaona mikana yekutangira mabhizinesi vamwe vabagaiotaa zvidini kati zvanoona.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Pardon nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. That's Pardon there, Chris, in Mukumbura. That's Mashonaland Central is saying that you know, things are a bit tough in his community. He's hoping that if they are well wishers, they can help with funding to start small businesses to make their life easier. Chris.
Okay. Back to you, Miss Cassandra. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Now, how do you see the future of the awards? Do you see them, the awards, growing bigger, or are there some things which you think could maybe? Can you just give us your thoughts on that?
I think I see them growing because the excitement from the people that I spoke to, the people are really encouraged, and they would like to see more people being...
So this is where we are here. Now they're talking about this ZANU-PF aligned awards here, these so-called Zima Achievers Awards here, ZANU-PF aligned. And so, yeah, I'm joined here by Mai Nico. Mai Nico, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simba.
Hey, man, do you know what? I'm now feeling it. I can now see it. After listening to this man here the second time, but even at the right of the first time, when you highlighted this last night, I just could not. I could not even drink. I could not even take a glass of water. Thinking about this man who is in the jungles, Arumuma Masango Kumbura Ukoku, and he's not concerned about anything else here, about other than just sending a message to Nelson Chamisa. And, you know, he's used his airtime, like you expressed it to me last night, he's used his own airtime to call Nelson Chamisa, or to call the Voice of America, so that he could send a message to Nelson Chamisa to tell him on how his problems must be solved. And what does this journalist do? This journalist simply tells him, we're not here to talk about politics. Today we're not talking about politics. Nyairi popanapa, you're supposed to be talking about these awards. Tell us about what people are doing. And you know, and then they literally shut him down so that they can talk about the awards. And the awards are well-known ZANU-PF aligned awards, by the way. People in the UK, they know about these awards, Conrad Mwanza, you know. And so with this, yeah, I'm really sorry that at first I wasn't sensitive to this when you raised it to me.
I thought that was really, you know, people are suffering back home. They could have done a show to, you know, maybe try to identify Project Eastman. It sounded very, very low.
And then to say, I can see at the end, he says, Blessing Zulu says there, that this man, Hanzi, this man says things are a bit tough. But he didn't say a bit tough. He said they are really tough. Eh? So it's like it's literally playing down what this man. And you know, I'm looking at the program here. It doesn't say here on their program outline there that they're out to talk about Zima Achievers. It says there Zimbabweans living outside the country who cannot receive broadcast signals can now listen to and participate in live talk, right, in real time. That's all. There's nothing there to say this is about Zima Achievers, about this ZANU-PF aligned awards program here. And yet they shoot down this man for calling for something that, you know, he feels here is the only way his problems can be solved. Tell me something. Tell me something. Right. Do you know, Voice of America is definitely not Zim-I. It's definitely not, for instance, Newsday. Voice of America is actually publicly funded. Am I right?
That's correct.
It's a U.S. publicly funded program that is supposed to speak about and highlight issues on Zimbabwe.
Yes, I wish they had actually talked about this tax issue that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hmm.
I wish they had, yeah, I wish, you know, how can we solve the problems in Zimbabwe right now? How can we, we're talking about people who are already here, you know, already making it somewhere. Just see how we can help the people back home.
But you know, I've heard a lot of complaints about this Zima Chivas program, by the way. For several years, this ZANU-PF aligned awards program has sparked controversy for several years here. I mean, you know, so many people who have obtained awards corruptly, by the way. So how can this be something that a public broadcaster funded by the US taxpayer or US ratepayer here spend all this time dedicated to a dodgy awards program?
Well, this is I've never heard of this before. This is my first time hearing of it.
Oh, you've never heard of this Zima Chivas thing?
No, this was actually, last night was actually the first time that I heard of it. If they want to do that, that's fine, you know. I just wish we could find a way to help people back home.
To help vanhu vedu vari kumusha.
Yeah.
And you know, this is coming at a time also, sorry, when another journalist here from the same broadcaster, Voice of America, yeah, was filmed on camera offering a CV. Kuna Munangagwa, by the way. If you go on zimai.com right now, you'll be able to see it there. Right? You'll be able to see this journalist, right? You can see her on video. Her name, what's her name, by the way? Forgetting her name here. Marvelous Nyahuye. Yeah?
Yeah, that's correct. She was there too. I guess she won an award. That's okay, they want to do it. Just let's use whatever media we have. Let's use it to help people back home. I think that was a cue right there for them to change the, maybe change the subject or change the direction of the show to try to just say, okay, let's focus on this guy. Let's focus on how we can help the people back home.
Or just allow the man to speak to Nelson, to convey his request to Nelson Chamisa and then cut the phone. But then to stop him from speaking, from expressing himself when there was no announcement as well as to what the agenda is.
I just wish we could use these platforms to, you know, to just help the people back home. That's a good platform to do that. And another day would have been okay for this show about Zima Chivas Awards. Another day would have been fine. We're still reeling from this announcement about all these taxes. People don't know what's going to happen to their monies.
And we had an explosive parliament, an explosive parliament session, where they talked about this, and for a public broadcaster to fail to talk about what happened in parliament seems a bit.
They could have brought someone who has knowledge about it and just spoken about it. So.
Oh my word! By the way, I've attempted my level best here so far to contact Mr. Zulu, so that he could guide me here on what was going on last night, but at the time of publishing, I could not obtain a direct comment, but obviously what happened here was in the live. It can't be denied. It's out there. And a lot of people were offended by this. I think it is something there. The very first matter, by the way, the one of a VOA journalist, Marvelous Nyawe, offering a CV, is still outstanding. She promised to come back and explain herself why she offered to work for Mnangagwa. She was filmed on camera, by the way. If you go on zimai.com right now, and if you just type Nyahuye, you can see, let me try to do it right now, my Nico, so that maybe our viewers, readers, and listeners can see how they can do it. So if you just, people can just go to this comment section here, and there just type Nyahuye, so you'll be able there to see the video Nyahuye offering her CV kuna Mnangagwa to work for Mnangagwa. So this day the article says watch the moment where VOA journalist Marvelous Nyahuye offered Mnangagwa her CV for work. Yeah, to work for Mnangagwa. You know, so you will be able to see the video there. Marvelous Nyahuye achitokumbira kutoti ndoda kushandirewo wa Mnangagwa. Munaripafu, well, Sfu is now on a salary of the American taxpayer, where we all know here that it is a crime to do business with Mnangagwa because he is a sanctions criminal under the US laws, the DERA. And here you are an employee of US public patronage, US public, the US public is your employer. And you want to work against the Zimbabwean people here? Vanhu vako vari kutambura kumusha? Yeah. Mainiko.
Let's find a way to help the people. Let's find a way to help people back home. If we can. That was a big opportunity. Because they could have ask the men to maybe stay on the line and then
Some people want to see this spot. I'm just gonna bring the spot where a Marvelous Nyahuye offered the CV, a resume, Mnangagwa quickly. My Nico, just hold on there. Here we are.
I'm a social media guru based in Washington, D.C. And my interest, the finance minister just spoke about 60 million coming from the diaspora. 60 million coming from Zimbabweans in the diaspora. I think there's an area that we can also explore as Zimbabweans, diaspora tourism, where packages are actually bought from the diaspora. So that's where I come in, and I will be bringing my resume. Thank you.
Yeah, so there you are, Zimbabwe Nation. Although to those who wanted to, yeah, this is the recording. Panamangashitanzi Tudaku Iwona. Yeah, audio. It's not an audio, it's actually a video, as you can see there. That's Marvelous Nyahuye, and that's a picture there. You can see the video there. In the meeting in New York. I'm going to be stopping right now as Mobile the Nation around the world, but this is what happened here. Whoa, a man was shot down, was told not to talk about Nelson Chamisa during a Voice of America program last night. So, yeah, what do you say about this? What do you say about this? This coming at a time when another Voice of America journalist has offered her CV to work for Mnangagwa. So yeah, I'm gonna be stopping right now. My Nico, thank you so much for bringing this up, and let's hope that we will be able to help our people here. And I'm asking here to our viewers, readers, listeners to do join in, come in and give us suggestions here on how we can successfully help the Zimbabwean people, our relatives, our friends, to avoid all this suffering that has, we have seen evidently, I don't want to use the word begin, but yeah, we have seen some serious, serious challenges starting right now. Mainiko, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.